I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Well, there's a buzz in the hallways at Watch What Happens Live tonight. Will Ferrell is back with John Lithgow. There was just a major debate in the control room about whether it's pronounced Lithgow or Lithgow. It was a real roller coaster of emotions, but it looks like it's Lithgow. That's what I'm going to go with. See? See what I did there? They're warming up the audience in the hallway. And what else can I tell you? I'm really excited about the show. I said hi to Will Ferrell. He's got a super cute haircut. Looks very handsome. And anyway, enjoy the show, folks.
He's a Harvard-educated Fulbright scholar, and in some movies, he's a pantsless freeballer. It's Watch What Happens Live with John Lithgow and Will Ferrell now. It's Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with Double Daddies. Ever since I saw my first guest forbidding Laurie Singer from dancing in Footloose, I've wanted him to discipline me. I am so excited to have him in the clubhouse. It's one of the stars of Daddy's Home 2 in theaters now. The legendary John Lithgow, everybody. Yes.
No dancing.
And he is already like the Mariah Carey of Christmas movies. So Daddy's Home 2 is only going to seal the deal. Welcome back, Will Ferrell.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
And thank you, John Lithgow, for doing your iconic Footloose line. Okay. And all the fellas are drinking beer, so I'm going to join you.
Cheers.
Oh, this is nice. Wow.
Beautiful.
And when he's behind the bar, every night is a Talladega night. It's NASCAR legend and NBC commentator Kyle Petty. Wow. This is major. Kyle Petty, where does Talladega Nights fall in the oeuvre of racing movies for you racers?
All racing movies are right here.
Okay.
Until Talladega Nights, and then it moved way up here.
It's
It's like a documentary about our sport.
Really. Yes,
it's
more of a documentary, really.
Hard hitting.
Yes.
Yeah. I think so.
I want to get started. Here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Will Ferrell and John Lithgow don't just play daddies in their new movie. They're also daddies in real life. But are they cool paws or nah? Here's what. Let's find out as we play Daddy May I. I'm going to spin the wheel. Will and John, it'll land on a thing a kid might try to get permission from their daddy to do. And you tell me whether you would let them do it. Would you let them become a reality TV star?
Oh, in my dreams.
Really?
I mean, they would support
me. My 13-year-old said to me, I figured out what I want to do. I want to be a real housewife.
Oh, perfect.
Which I thought was a really funny joke.
Very good. Well, you have an in. Yeah. Joining a religious cult, you're for that, right?
If it's a decent religion.
Yeah.
I love them.
You love them. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Marrying someone twice their age.
If they're loaded, they got money. Yeah.
All right. Following Bieber on Instagram. That's fine, right?
I think that's fine.
Why not?
What's the harm?
Yeah, right. I have no idea. Yeah. Quitting school to become an actor.
Ah, no, that I would absolutely not allow.
You would not allow.
No. It's too late.
Is that true?
They've already quit school.
Getting pierced down below.
I'm not sure I would have a dog in that fight.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I was asked that. That seems like something you're not asked about.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just alerted to.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, second, John Lithgow and Will Ferrell are so perfectly cast as father and son in Daddy's Home 2. If I was Maury Povich, I would make them take a paternity test. Here's what, let's find out if Will takes after his fake father in real life as we play like father, like son. I'm going to ask you both a question, then I'm going to count 3, 2, 1. You both shout out your answers at the same time. We will see how close you are to each other. Okay.
I like this.
Favorite
music.
Body part on yourself. 3, 2, 1.
Hair.
Ass.
Ass and hair. All right. Favorite Kardashian. 3, 2, 1.
Khloe.
Oh, wow. I love it that you both knew.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Batman or Superman? 3, 2, 1.
Superman!
Oh, wow. Okay. Cher or Madonna? This is my Batman or Superman. 3, 2, 1.
Madonna!
Oh! Celebrity that gave you your first boner. 3, 2, 1.
Brigitte Bardot.
Okay, all right. Okay, last up. What is your favorite planet? 3, 2, 1.
More rock from the sun.
Yes! Thank you very much for playing. Good answer. Finally, there are probably about 2 truly nice guys in Hollywood, and my guess are those 2 nice guys. Here's what. Can they even bring themselves to be not nice? It's time for Can They Make It Mean?
No.
Gentlemen, I am going to show you some of your friends and co-stars. You have to say the meanest thing you can about them, okay?
Oh,
here we go. For both of you, Mark Wahlberg, he's in the film with you.
Oh,
and anyone say something mean about Mark Wahlberg?
He's just too fit.
He's too fit, and that's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, next up, John Lithgow, your Dreamgirls co-star, Beyoncé.
Oh, man, I have nothing mean to say about Beyoncé. She didn't even blow her lines, for God's sake.
She didn't even blow her lines. That's horrible. what about Steve Carell, Will?
His glasses are fake.
They're
just to get attention.
I heard that too.
They're non-prescription.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, both of you, Zach Galifianakis.
Ah.
You were both in the campaign with Zach.
We were.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Just jealous of him.
You're jealous of him.
So never,
I heard he's a very jealous person.
Never picks up
kidding.
The tab for dinner. That's
never
for sure.
picks up yeah. the tab and for
his,
dinner.
And his last name takes a month to master.
There you go. Yes. You're getting the hang of this.
It's a weird stage name.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, weird choice.
He was Zach Peterson, but changed it to California.
Last one for Will, his Bewitched co-star, something about Nicole Kidman.
I hate the smell of cinnamon.
Thank you very much, Will.
John,
Alyssa C. Texted us wanting to know if you had any idea that Shirley MacLaine's Give My Daughter the Shot was going to be so iconic when you were filming Terms of Endearment.
You know, amazingly, I impersonated Shirley MacLaine saying that line, give my chipmunk his drugs on Third Rock from the Sun.
Is that true?
That's how iconic that line
That's
was.
That's right. At the time, were you like, oh, this is it. This is happening.
Everything about Terms of Endearment, I knew it was going to be great.
You did from the moment you read the script.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
The script did it.
Will, Jenny Kay wants to know if you've ever run into Alex Trebek in real life.
I have. He actually, I think he came to the last show, my last show on Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Because we did a Celebrity Jeopardy. And he showed up. And the funny thing was that we forget he doesn't wear a mustache anymore and hasn't for like 10 years.
Oh, and you were still
wearing... I always wore the mustache just because we would think of Alex Trebek as having a mustache.
Right, right.
And he was like... Well, I don't wear a mustache anymore. I'm like, I can tell, yeah. Right. We just feel like it fits. Like, you're better with a mustache.
Yes.
I don't know if he liked that.
So. No.
Yeah.
What do you know about this show that you're on right now? Anything?
Love this show. Man, when you have the Real Housewives on this show,
yeah.
Love this show.
Wow, okay. Yes.
Yeah, not that I don't love it when you're here.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Also, I want to point out, I love your handsome America, Will Ferrell.
Thank you.
Super handsome. Best ever. You look like you've been working out as a result of the haircut.
It's just that's what happens when you get a really short haircut.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking I need
to. Slims everything.
Let's go to Kelly from Kansas City on the line. Hey, Kelly, what's your question?
My question is for John.
Okay.
I was wondering, is it true that the role of Frasier was written for you? If so, why didn't you end up taking it? And did Kelsey Grammer ever thank you?
Well, three-part question.
Wow. It is true. It is true, and I don't tell people in deference to Kelsey.
Right.
If I had accepted that role, nobody would have ever heard of Frasier Crane.
Right.
He's the one who made it into an incredible phenomenon. I turned it down because at that point in
my
life...
You were a movie star.
Like, episodic television was beneath my dignity, and look at me now.
Do you ever regret it? He's very rich.
Yeah, I envy his affluence.
You envy his affluence?
But if I had done that, I never would have done Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
That was
and everything
the else. Best 6 years I've ever had.
Oh, that's nice. Meaning he's rich, too. let's go to Teresa from Long Beach. Hey, Teresa, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you. Quick shout out to my hubby, Clint. Happy anniversary. I love you. My question for Will. Okay, so if Ron Burgundy were to interview Donald Trump, what is the first question he would ask him?
Ron Burgundy would probably say... I've got to ask you this. How do you get that hair?
Yes.
Tell me about the hair. I want to live in it.
Let's go to Lynn from North Dakota. Hey, Lynn, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Hey, I have a question for John.
Okay.
And I just want to know, with the success of Will and Grace, if he ever thinks there will be a reunion with Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question. I would love it. I mean, these are people that I so loved working with them. I'm not sure it's doable because Joey Gordon-Levitt has become such a big star. And I've become very old.
Well, what if Third Rock and Frasier combine for a super show?
Oh, now we're talking.
And super show.
Endless possibilities. Yes. Along with Kyle Petty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kyle Petty in there, too. Yeah. Let's go to Eileen from Virginia. Hey, Eileen, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Will.
Okay.
Will, when you were on SNL, which cast member gave the best hugs?
Who gave the best hugs? I like that question.
Wow, that is a really great question.
You seem like a hugger.
I'm not afraid to hug.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
We just acted a scene from Daddy's Home.
We did that a lot in the movie.
Yeah.
I would say one of the world's best huggers and most affectionate is Molly Shannon.
Yes.
Molly is just exudes,
joy.
Joy.
She's like a joyologist, actually.
She is like a joyologist.
She is. I mean, if we can just quote that. It's
Do you remember the joyologist?
No. Yeah.
Anyway, never mind.
Well, did you also turn down the role of the Joker in Batman, John?
Where did you
find these things?
Morgan from Long Island.
No, I didn't exactly turn it down.
Okay.
I actually was put forward by the great casting director, Marion Daugherty.
Right.
Her choice to play the Joker took me to Tim Burton. I was working my ass off on Broadway in M. Butterfly at the time.
Yes.
And I just couldn't imagine going from that into a movie. Besides which, at that point, I thought, who is going to want to see a movie about Batman?
Another great call by
so
you.
I talked Tim Burton out of even considering
perfect.
Me.
Perfect.
Great.
Can
Good.
You believe that?
Good.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Allie from Miami.
Hey, Allie, what's your question?
My question's for Will.
Okay.
You've kissed a lot of men in your career.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite on-screen male kiss?
Well, it's really hard to say. Sacha Baron Cohen in Talladega Nights was pretty amazing. But when it comes down to the best kiss I've ever had on screen, male or female, John Lithgow.
Oh, yes! Isn't that nice?
We agreed backstage, no kissing.
No kissing.
Just can't resist. This man is such a sweetheart.
Guess what, you guys? It's game time. My guests have done so many interviews in their careers, they're probably sick of answering questions from people like me. So I'm going to let them ask each other questions as we play Who's Going to Check Me, Q's? John and Will, you're going to go back and forth asking and answering questions as quickly as possible without pausing to think or take a breath. You have to ask questions, answer the other's question, and go back. 60 seconds on the clock. You cannot really pause. Okay,
wow.
Face
okay.
each other. I mean it, Will.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Who starts?
Will starts okay. and go.
What did you have for dinner last night?
No dinner. Okay. American Airlines had no dinner. Okay. Which was your favorite Daddy's Home movie?
Daddy's Home 2.
But you would lie about that.
Where were you born?
I was born in Rochester, New York. Okay. Where were you born?
Newport Beach, California.
Okay.
It was my turn.
Yes.
Yeah.
quickly.
What other big movie did you turn down?
Oh, no. I'm not supposed to tell.
Okay, don't say it.
The Fly.
The Fly.
The Fly.
Oh,
that's been okay. Yeah. And what about you? What movie did you turn down?
Wedding Crashers.
Okay, you have to ask me a question now.
Oh, yeah.
Your turn.
Now that grounded
me. Fantastic.
Yeah. We got such a great response.
Looks like a horror film.
What was your favorite play you've ever done on Broadway?
M. Butterfly, thank you very much. Yes. That was amazing. You turned down The Fly, the Jeff Goldblum Fly, and you turned down Wedding Crashers. Ay, ay, ay. By the way, I should point out, you were in Wedding Crashers.
I was, though. Yeah, still.
Okay, but you didn't pass on it.
Well, I wasn't the main. I wasn't
got
the
it.
Owen Wilson part.
Okay.
But I became Chaz the meatloaf.
Yes. Okay. John, Dylan from Austin wants to know, who has been the most intimidating actor you've ever worked alongside?
Ooh. I would say Jason.
Tommy Lee Jones.
That's pretty good.
He's a pretty good
But
one.
Jason Robards.
Oh, okay.
When I was young, He and George C. Scott were the two great gods in New York. And I worked with Jason twice, and he made it wonderful. But he was a little scary.
Will,
you want to hear my Tommy Lee Jones impersonation?
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am in a bad mood.
Will, Izzy F. from L.A. wants to know who the most famous person in your phone is.
Most famous. Kyle Petty.
It's time for my Mazel of the Day because my guests are so thoughtful. I thought I would ask them to do the honors. Will Ferrell, what's your Mazel of the Day?
My Mazel is that, you know, I just want Melania's stand-in to know that she should be invited to the White House Christmas party as well.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. John, what is your jackhole?
Well, with Christmas coming, my jackhole is 100-degree... weather in Los Angeles on Christmas Day.
I agree, everybody.
That's you're right. That's
it's
the worst.
It's just not right.
I want to thank John, Will, and Kyle. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks, Kyle Petty. Go see Daddy's Home 2, everybody. Okay, we're here with the stars of Daddy's Home 2, out now. John Lithgow and Will Ferrell. Behind the bar from NBC Sports, it's Kyle Petty. Hey, Kyle Petty.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, it's Kimberly from Texas.
Hey, Kimberly, what's your question?
My question's for John.
Okay.
How would you rate the Footloose remake, and which of your other movies deserves a reboot?
Oh, you know, I'm embarrassed to say I've never seen the remake.
Maybe there's a reason.
It was a little painful.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, all deference to Dennis Quaid. I'm much taller than he is.
Right. Yes, you are. He has very sensitive nipples, I found out on this show.
That's right.
Yeah. Hardwired for pleasure.
Really?
No joke. Huh. Not kidding. If you ever see him, give him a squeeze.
Yeah.
He'd be very happy to see you. Yeah.
I'm going to ask him right away. That'll be my conversation starter.
I think you should. Tell him I sent you.
Icebreaker.
Tell him I sent you. Will, Brett S. texted us. He wants to know, what is the most homoerotic thing that ever happened in your frat house? That might explain a lot to hear the answer.
I don't know. I mean, every day, probably something.
Right.
But, I mean, we had, you know, toga parties and things like that. But I don't remember anything specific. Yeah.
All male pole dancing?
Oh, I did. Oh, I know.
Okay.
Well, this is a story.
Okay.
Yeah. I did. We had a bikini contest, and I entered myself in a women's bikini and a wig as Foxy Autumn. And
perfect.
I danced on a table that was slickered down with sunscreen. Is that homoerotic or just weird?
I think it's a little homoerotic.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Desiree, and I'm calling from Lansdowne, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Desiree, what's your question?
My question is for John.
Okay.
When you worked with Beyonce on Dreamgirls, what was the most high and low maintenance behavior you saw from her?
Good question.
She was an angel. I really mean that. It was John Krasinski and I acted opposite her. She literally sat on the other side of a table. And we were... One thing which was almost too exciting to endure was when they put sort of... glossy makeup on her shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Chris J. texted...
I want to do that. I want to have that.
Yeah. John, given that it was so divisive, what did you make of the Dexter ending?
I thought it was just about the best storytelling of anything I've ever been involved in. When that cell phone went off, it's like the whole country held their breath.
Yeah.
I thought it was just amazing.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Kate, and I'm calling from Albany, New York.
Hey, Kate, what's your question?
My question is for Will. In honor of Blaze of Glory, if you had to do pair skating with John Lithgow, what song would you guys skate to?
Okay. High concept.
Good question.
Wow. Da-da-da-da-da.
Footloose.
No, nothing from Footloose.
No.
I mean, Footloose, we could have done a Footloose themed routine
right.
together.
Yeah.
Skate loose.
Do you think you could lift me?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It would be him lifting you.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm the daintier.
You are the daintier.
Yeah.
Man, did I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a little hidden gem.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
I want to thank Kyle Petty from NBC Sports and from Daddy's Home 2. Out in theaters now, Will Ferrell and John Lithgow. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Well, I am still smiling ear to ear. That was so funny. Oh, my God. To be able to just have Will Ferrell sitting there making you laugh is... I just was thinking during the show how lucky I am. That was just... so fun. And man, that guy, as Oprah said about me, he carries the light. He really does. He's such a nice
guy. And he's just so cool. Now, I don't remember if I told you at the beginning of the show that it was Lithgow or Lithgow, but it is Lithgow. And so, I don't know. And I loved him. John Lithgow is amazing. He's lovely. And I think, you know, after every show, we kind of wonder, oh, did they just break news? Was that interesting? And I'm now wondering if that Frasier story, like, if it's been out there before or... Because he said, I don't ever like to say it. So, made me wonder if he's never said it or not. Anyway, I'm taking my makeup off. And I am just smiling. I hope you are too.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.